Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Election Day is 3 months from tomorrow, and tomorrow could be the day Vice President Kamala Harris chooses a running mate. It could also happen today. She's met with several possible choices this weekend. ABC's Selena Wang has more on the race.
Vice President Harris will choose her new running mate by Tuesday. That's when she kicks off her travel to seven battleground states in just 5 days, along with her new running mate. Donald Trump, on the other hand, he only has one rally scheduled for next week.
Rain and flooding, the primary concerns from Debbie, currently a tropical storm expected to make landfall near Florida's Big Bend tomorrow as a Category 1 hurricane, up to 20 inches of rain possible in some parts of the region. World watching the Middle East, where Iran's expected to retaliate against Israel after the recent killings of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Three American men, including favorite Noah Lyles, are into the semifinals of the 100-meter dash at the Olympics in Paris. This is ABC News. Advocates say air conditioning is no longer a luxury, but a public health and affordability issue.
At issue, the growing number of people dying when summer temperatures rise. That's especially true for people over 60 who live in older mobile homes, trailers, and RVs that don't have good insulation and AC. Calls have increased for better policies to protect vulnerable low-income people. In Phoenix and in Arizona's Maricopa County last year, there were 156 indoor heat-related deaths, often in homes without electricity or with an AC unit that was broken or turned off.
It's ABC's Chuck Severson. There's a new Oklahoma law that eliminates the statute of limitations on rape cases in the state. Oklahoma's dealing with a large backlog of DNA evidence in rape cases, and State Senator Jessica Garvin says
the hope is that not only the one who is offended at the time, but also all of those backlogged cases would be able to receive the same justice.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should, too.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Still some humid conditions across the area today, and there's a weak front stretching from southern Minnesota through central Wisconsin. There were some showers and thunderstorms with that overnight. Most of them have fallen apart, but we can't rule out a stray sprinkler light shower here or there today. Otherwise, tomorrow, better chance of a shower or thunderstorm in a scattered fashion. In fact, there is a risk of some severe weather over southwest Wisconsin, especially late tomorrow, so we'll certainly keep an eye on that. The most widespread rain should move through the area Monday night, and that could be fairly heavy in spots. Wouldn't surprise me if over an inch of rain falls in various areas, so check in for updates. Once that pushes out, things will be fairly comfortable for the bulk of the upcoming week and pretty quiet as well. There might be a weak system approaching the area toward Friday with a chance of a few showers. The forecast for today, variably cloudy, warm and humid, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, but most of the day will likely be dry. High temperature about 86, southeast wind up to 5. Partly or mostly cloudy tonight, 30% chance of spotty showers, low 66. Tomorrow, a few breaks of sunshine, still muggy, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. A few of those storms could be heavy late in the day with a high of 78, east wind up to 10. Tomorrow night, occasional rain and thunderstorms, some locally heavy amounts, low at 60. Tuesday, a chance of light showers in the morning, decreasing clouds for the afternoon and mild, high at 74. Wednesday looks like a nice day with partly cloudy skies, low 53, high 77. Thursday, partly sunny and quiet, low in the mid-50s, high in the upper 70s. Friday, increasing clouds, 50% chance of showers, especially by afternoon, high 76. And Saturday, breezy with sun peaks, maybe a shower, high 74. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It is a mostly cloudy 71 degrees. That is up from a morning low of 67. Yesterday, our high was 87 and no precipitation. The record high for this day was set in 1947 and 98, a record low 44 in 1978. Last year on this date, our high was 86, our low 67. Sunset today will be at 8:20, sunrise tomorrow at 5:56. No precipitation yet today. The barometer is slightly up to 29.96, and we have light westerly winds. Again, it's 71 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's morning news today is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. Wisconsin sales tax revenues have recorded one of the biggest year-to-year drops since the pandemic. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, sales tax revenue dropped 2.3% in March compared to March of 2023. Slowing sales tax growth and even declines were seen in key sectors like retail, food service, wholesale trade, and manufacturing. Even though inflation has slowed, it's still well above where it was throughout the 2010s, making the recent slowing of sales tax revenue more notable, according to the report. WPF policy researcher Mark Sommerhauser says in some Wisconsin's bigger counties, the impact of remote work and generational pivots toward online shopping could be driving declines in sales tax revenue. Almost half of the sectors that report sales tax saw a decline in the first half of the year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds all boaters to monitor their speed and control their wake while underway, as it can negatively affect other boaters and aquatic ecosystems, as well as causing shoreline erosion. Some helpful reminders to help boaters responsibly manage their wakes include maintaining a safe speed. Always adhere to posted speed limits and reduce speeds in congested areas like channels. Avoid repetitive passes in the same location. Watch your wake. Be aware of the size and impact of your wake. Large wakes can cause damage to other vessels and docks, erode shorelines, and even swamp or capsize other boats. Respect no-wake zones. These areas are specifically designed to protect wildlife and reduce shoreline erosion. Teach your passengers. Ensure all aboard your boat understand wake safety and the rules. More generally, boaters simply need to be mindful of each other and remember to share the water with users, whether they're wakeboarding, fishing, paddling, or swimming. Safety is the DNR's top priority. Boaters should always be aware of their surroundings and operate their vessels at speeds appropriate for the current conditions, including weather, boat traffic, and size of the water body. Wearing life jackets, avoiding alcohol consumption while operating a boat, and being considerate of others using the water are all part of being a responsible boater. The Department of Financial Institutions Investment Scam Tracker includes descriptions of frauds or deceptive scams based on previous consumer complaints to DFI. The Scam Tracker lets you search by a company's name, type of scam, or keyword, and includes a list of frequently asked questions. The tool includes links to additional resources and a list of common investment terms. According to DFI, imposter scams are the most reported and often most difficult to detect. Between January of 2022 and June of 2024, more than $3.5 million in losses were reported to DFI from cryptocurrency fraud and financial grooming. Women say photos of them are surfacing online in a Madison man's public photo album. Pictures they didn't consent to taking. According to reporting from WKOW, a Flickr album titled Girls includes hundreds of photos of young women in downtown Madison and on the UW campus. One woman told the station she could identify when it was taken based on what she was wearing and who she was with. She says she had just turned 18. Madison police say the photos were taken in public areas, so taking and posting them is totally legal, even if it makes people uncomfortable. However, they've spoken to the man multiple times and have asked him to remove the album altogether. Starting Monday, August 5th, the Richland County Highway Department will be closing Highway 60 to install a culvert. The closure will be on Highway 60 east of Muscadet to Gotham. Highway 60 will be hard closed from County Highway 00 and the west intersection of Gingers Road to the east intersection of Gingers Road. The road will be closed to through traffic, but fire and rescue will still be able to maintain service in the area. The road will remain closed through Thursday, August 8th. The final performance of Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's production of Music Man will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets can be purchased at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for those under 18, and $60 for two adults and any number of children. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Gordon Glass passed away July 31st, 2023. He was well known in this area for his artwork, specifically his pen drawings. Yet he also wrote poetry, including this selection on Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the book, The Blood Truck by Gordon Glass, excerpted from pages 28 through 30, a poem titled, Three Views of Richland County, Wisconsin, Part 1. This county holds me like an envelope. I am a letter constantly being revised, a note God has written, perhaps to remind himself of something. This county carries me through the world. It turns like a prayer wheel, leaving me where in India was 12 hours ago. Part 2. This country is my bottle. I guzzle it. Its geology, I drink its history. I need tankards of green hills, great drafts of its valley. Put me two countries away, and I'll develop DTs. Let me souse myself in the hearty beer of its soil, the sweet wine of its air, the mellow whiskey of her people. Bartender, another round here of Richland, and tell all those other countries and counties and areas to go home. I will lay here in a happy stupor and let the world carry me to where it was through all my yesterdays. Part 3. This country is my drawing pad. I've sketched myself on her sky. Her soul is stamped on every bone. I'm imprinted on every leaf. Each blade of grass nods and speaks my name. We, this country, and I have written my biography. I reflect the hills, and the hills mirror me. Like a range of private Rushmores, I can't leave it now. Someone has to man the spigot that it opens and pours out on me. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aiken School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aiken School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Hello friends, Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Bosqueville, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philback.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philback Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philback Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Sunday, August 4th. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89 of Richland Center, died Tuesday, July 30th. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday and noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89 of Richland Center. Catherine Lehner Schmitz, 92 of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held on Friday, August 9th at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center on Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church on Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the St. Killian Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Catherine Lehner Schmitz, 92 of Bear Valley, Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held on Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home on Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Sally K. Crabb, 78 of Richland Center.
This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to The Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At The Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Want to take a moment today to recognize those celebrating birthdays and anniversaries in our area. Happy birthday today to my husband, Gary Deaver. Have a great day, with love from Kenda. Happy birthday to Randy Burns from Mom and Dean. Once more, happy birthday to Gary Deaver from Dean, Lori, and the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. Happy sweet 16th birthday to Mason Bailey from Nana and the gang. Happy birthday to Brooklyn Peterson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Happy birthday as well to Brooklyn Peterson today from Lori and the guys. Birthday wishes today go out to Bonnie Moore from the Park Street Christian Church. Also, happy birthday today to the following people from the Richland Center Lions, and that is to Brianna Alt, Phyllis Lichty, Evelyn Martinick, Jamie May Knipfer, Randy Byrnes Jr., Eric Shelby, Bonnie Moore, and Holly Nelson. Happy birthday today to Jerry Keller, Jane Mellum, Caleb Schneider, and Teresa Thomas from the Muscadet Blue River and Evoke Alliance. Happy birthday on behalf of the Little Willow Birthday Club to Stacy McCauley Walsh, Jamie Knipfer, Bonnie Moore, Carol Hess, and Holly Nelson. Happy birthday once more to Jamie May Knipfer and Holly Nelson from the Bloom City Town Crier. Best wishes today. Happy birthday to Tina Jones from Schmidt Woodland Hills. Also happy birthday to Tina Jones from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Anniversary wishes today going out. Happy anniversary to David and Nancy Pulvermacher from the Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy anniversary to Ryan and Kendall Foley. Also, happy anniversary today to Scott and Selena Rando from the St. Luke Lutheran Church. To all of those celebrating today a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning is brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In the American Legion Baseball Tournament going on this weekend, it was yesterday seeing Westby take on Osseo at 1 o'clock, and Westby was the winner, 17-5, so they moved on. Also, it was Little Chute getting a win against Baldwin by a score of 15-0. And it was Lomira scoring a 10-0 win over Stratford. So those three teams moving on. Also, in sports yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers suffered a rough 6-4 loss to the Nationals. When it came to the game, it was Washington who scored first, getting four runs in the bottom of the first inning. Then another one in the bottom of the third. The Brewers would finally get a run in, and that was in the top of the fifth. Washington answered back in the bottom of the fifth with a run of their own. The Brewers then would get one run in the top of the seventh and two in the top of the eighth. Unable, though, to come from behind for the win. After winning the first game of their Series 8-3, the series is tied up at one apiece heading into today's game with around noon pregame time over on WRCE AM 1450 FM 107.7. Simone Biles is getting kind of old for this, just maybe not old enough to keep going. The American gymnastics superstar says never say never when it comes to her future. Biles made the comment after earning her third gold medal in Paris, where she won the women's vault final on Saturday. The 27-year-old says the allure of competing at the 2028 LA Games is tempting. Biles has 10 career Olympic medals, 7 of them gold. Rebecca Andrade of Brazil earned silver in vault, while American Jade Carey grabbed the bronze 3 years after tripping during the vault final in Tokyo. The 2024 Paris Games got off to a rocky start with many religious groups around the world, including the Vatican, over a tableau in the opening ceremony, perceived by some as evoking Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. But have moved on since with lots of great competition. Also in sports action, the Chicago White Sox ended their team record losing streak extended it to 19, giving up Max Kepler's tie-breaking home run in the seventh inning that lifted the Minnesota Twins to a 6-2 win. Chicago's losing streak is the longest since Baltimore dropped 19 in a row in August of 2021. Kepler, who entered in the fifth inning as a pinch hitter, hit his seventh home run of the season. The drive to right sent the Twins to their 11th win in 12 games against the White Sox this season. Taking a look at other sports scores from around the league yesterday in National League play, it was St. Louis in a close win over the Chicago Cubs 5-4, while Pittsburgh defeated Arizona 4-2. Cincinnati came out the victor over San Francisco 6-4, while Miami edged out Atlanta 4-3. It was San Diego topping Colorado 3-2. In American League action, the New York Yankees scored an 8-3 win over Toronto, while Detroit topped Kansas City 6-5. Minnesota took down the Chicago White Sox 6-2, while Tampa Bay defeated Houston 6-1. It was Baltimore 7, Cleveland 4, while Texas defeated Boston 7-4. In interleague play, the LA Dodgers held Oakland scoreless 10-0, while the LA Angels edged out the New York Mets 5-4, and Seattle topped Philadelphia 6-5. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
WRCO.
Thank you.
What the future holds. I can trust your faithfulness. Certain as the rivers reach the sea, certain as the sun rises in the east, I can rest in your faithfulness. Surer than a mother's tender love, surer than the stars still shine above, I can rest in your faithfulness. I don't know a thief, or will I have a chance to say goodbye? No, I don't know how much time is left, but in the end, I will know your faithfulness.
began a good work in you. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you. If the struggle you're facing is slowly replacing your hope with despair, or the process is long and you're losing your song in the night, you can be sure that the Lord has His hand on you, safe and secure. Will never abandon you. You are His treasure, and He finds His pleasure in you. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe. This gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. Bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands at victory, since Christ has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood.
Word. You are the healer, Jesus Redeemer.